Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas with For Love of Food at SaverLife.com. And I just went down to Canandaigua to try out the newest shop, ice cream shop in Canandaigua. And it's Cheshire Farms Creamery, which is now open and in a lovely new building just off of Main Street 332 on Parrish Street. And they have some pretty long hours. They make some scones and muffins and cookies and pies, as well as make their own ice cream. And they're closed only on Mondays and Tuesdays. Otherwise, basically 8 a.m. until 7:30 during the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8:30 p.m. on Fridays, and 10 to 8:30 p.m. on Saturdays, 10 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. So, nice space. The color of the exterior reminds me of Pittsford Farms Dairy. They have a pretty big room, and space to sit down where you're not right next to other people. And then, of course, it's what I did. Stop by there and took the ice cream out and walked down Main Street of Canandaigua and back, and that was beautiful. Walked up by the churches, and it was after dark, so the lighting was really cool. There's such amazing architecture in Canandaigua, and I could walk for hours around Canandaigua. So, again, Cheshire Farms Creamery is open every day except Mondays and Tuesdays. And they do, you can order by phone or through takeout. They do have soups and sandwiches. They have quite a range of things available. And I had chocolate peanut butter ice cream. But next time I go, I'm going to try their Banana Bliss, which is, I guess, one of their popular ones. And I've got to get a mint chocolate chip, because that's kind of my benchmark ice cream for shops. And partly it's based on the chip itself. Pittsford Farms Dairy has some nice chips in it. I've gotten some commercial ice creams from the store that had really small chips, and it varies a lot on what someone considers a chip. I call some of those shavings, not chips. And then I was at Minahan's in Lakeville to get ice cream last summer, and they use it's Gifford's ice cream from Maine is what they serve, and the chips in that ice cream were crazy big, thick chips. I mean, they were more like chocolate bark, only partly broken into the ice cream. Biggest chips I've ever had in ice cream, and really good chocolate. So if you want really big chips, the Gifford's ice cream, and there may be other places that serve Gifford's, but it's ice cream out of Maine. I think it was Eat Me Ice Cream. I love the variety of ice creams they make. And dairy-free ice creams are excellent. Their chocolate is fabulous. But their chocolate chip is even smaller than shavings, at least the last time I had it. So it varies a lot. So next time in Cheshire Farms Creamery, I'm going to have to get a couple different kinds of ice cream. And actually, I was very tempted after walking down Main Street and coming back to get a second ice cream when came back to the car. But if I hadn't had a waffle cone, I might have been able to do it. But they make their own waffle cones, and those were that was really good. So a new place to try. Also, there are a couple places in Canandaigua. One is about to open this next week, the 18th. They're projecting Thursday, for Kicks. And this is, it was written about in the, I think, Democrat and Chronicle, or I think it was the Democrat and Chronicle. It had, has an article about Kicks from a couple weeks ago about their plans to open. And they've got, looks like a rooftop dining area that is, I don't know, it's like on top of the second floor maybe. And then across the street, also on Main Street, Canandaigua, there's Nick's Chop House, which looks like it has a large outdoor dining area on the, I think it's the fourth floor roof, and one of the taller buildings in downtown Canandaigua, other than the steeples. This should have a fantastic view looking down to Canandaigua Lake. So a couple new things happening in spite of the pandemic. I think businesses realize that the pandemic's going to end, and they are either were already locked into lease deals or purchases or whatever, and figured they had to open, or they've got deep enough pockets they can withstand a few more months of challenges. But for businesses in Canandaigua and other summer communities, the timing of the vaccines is essential, and the fact that it looks like we'll have enough vaccines for everyone by early May, may not have them in their arms by early May, but hopefully soon thereafter, that's in time to salvage the summer season. If this went on through July, August, then that would be much, much worse for these businesses that depend on summer revenues to get them through the year. So if you run into new places, let me know. You can email me, michael@saverlife.com. Of course, it's March, and that means maple sugar time and season, and Cartwright's Maple Tree Inn opened later this year than usual because of the pandemic. But they are, or at least for seated dining, they opened March 9th, so just a few days ago. And they are open every day except Mondays, and they are closed Easter Sunday. So they do have seated dining available, again, socially distanced, masks are required, and Cartwright's is all-you-can-eat buckwheat pancakes. And of course, their own maple syrup, the real thing. Also, Genesee Country Village and Museum, they are, and by the way, Cartwright's is maybe 45 minutes to an hour south of Rochester. Pretty drive. Genesee Country Village and Museum is having their Maple Sugar Festival as usual. It's going to be two weekends, Friday to Sundays, the 19th through the 21st, 26th through the 28th of March. And again, this is largely an outdoor event, so that's kind of perfect. And you can go out and see how they gather the sap out in the forest there. You can take the Maple History Trail and learn more about how it was collected in the past. They also have their pancake breakfast. Reservations are required for that. And interesting, I'm looking forward to finding out more about this. They've partnered with Impact Earth to ensure a minimal waste experience, and that's a great move for the museum to, you know, be a leader in trying to reduce waste like that. I was excited to see that. And I think Impact Earth has merged or bought out community composting in Rochester, so it's now one and the same organization. The Nature Center and the Genesee Country Village Museum also are going to have some tastes at the Livingston Backus House. Also going to do some programs on preserving food in the days before refrigerators. They're going to have a make and take tin ornament kit that you can get. And also they'll have the cooper and the tinsmith and other things going on in the village. So it's 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Next weekend and the following weekend, the last two weekends of March. And the this is such a fantastic museum. I hope you'll consider becoming a member. They have an Irish soda bread class for two on March 16th. And I think there are still openings for that. It's 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And it's, I love Irish soda bread. I got to make some this year. I'm not going to be able to do this class, but you might want to learn how to make your own there at the Genesee Country Village Museum. I think my favorite Irish soda bread that I've had over many years was Rudy's Oven, which was a bakery on South Avenue, kind of where Leaf Tea Bar is, I think. Or maybe there, or where Hedonist. No, I think it was where Leaf Tea Bar, or close to that. Stephen Conversi had some of the great bread early on. One of the first really good bakeries that I remember in Rochester, and we had and still have Marticello's and some of the traditional Italian bakeries, but sort of the first artisanal bread, really, Stephen Conversi had at Rudy's Oven. And he's been closed there for a long time, went and worked as a chef after that at several restaurants, but loved his Irish soda bread. It just had the perfect texture and crust on the outside and not too sweet. It was just the best that I've had. So if you have some really good Irish soda bread that you know about, let me know. I imagine Amazing Grains will have soda bread. I need to try theirs. I'm sure Brandon Wiggins has a really good one at Amazing Grains. I don't know if Flower City Bread Company will do a Irish soda bread. I got to ask them. But, let me know if you have a source for really good Irish soda bread. Love to try it. And a lot of the maple syrup operations around our area are in full gear right now. This is peak season for maple syrup production, with warmer days and still fairly cold nights. The sap is probably running really well, and they hope to get into late March, early April before we get some really warm temperatures, kind of shut it down and shut down the quality of the sap. And it's really kind of late February through early April is the season in general, but it can vary quite a bit year to year. So, great way to take a drive out in the country. Don't have to worry about snow-covered roads, at least for the moment, and visit a couple of maple sugar producers, Wolfschlegel's down near Naples, just check online. There's probably a dozen maple syrup producers within an hour and a half of Rochester, and it's fun to see their operations. I was driving on the thruway this past week, and there's one spot on the thruway where it's right next to the thruway. There's a grove of sugar maple trees, and they had buckets on every tree. It's next to a big dairy farm, and it's kind of a small square of trees, and there's just buckets everywhere. Now, other operations like Wolfschlegel's, they actually use tubing between the trees and sort of gathering points for the sap. And so they don't have to go empty buckets off of each tree, which they may have done originally, but and you have lots of trees and, you know, snow in the woods, and it pretty quickly the tubing makes a lot of sense, especially if you have hilly areas of forest. It's a little harder to make it work if you have a very flat area, I imagine. But they have a nice hillside there at Wolfschlegel's. And so you've probably met Bobby Wolfschlegel. She sells at the Brighton Farmers Market and has for quite a few years. That market is closed right now, the Brighton Farmers Market. But as the weather warms, I would expect they would be opening at some point fairly near future. Some point, April, certainly by May, I would expect the Brighton Farmers Market to be open outdoors. And who knows whether it'll be warm by May, but I would expect that they would probably reopen outdoors in maybe sometime in April, probably by May. So, you know, we are in a great area for maple syrup here. I think I read that New York State has the most sugar maple trees anywhere in the United States. I think Vermont still produces more maple syrup, but we have more potential to produce maple syrup, and I think we're number two in production. And I've said this many times: if you have some fake maple syrup in your refrigerator, you should look at the label, read all the ingredients, and then just pour it down the drain, because it's so cheap. It's corn-flavored cornstarch. The ingredients that are in it, you may have trouble pronouncing. And then go look at the ingredients on real maple syrup. It's just maple sap. That's it. It's that simple. They cook it down and evaporate away the water 40 to 1, so you start out with 40 gallons of maple sap, which is, you know, most of a 50-gallon drum, and you end up with a gallon of maple syrup. It's extraordinary how much it's concentrated down, which is why if you were to drink that maple sap, and if you go to Wolfschlegel's, you can buy little bottles of maple sap, which is kind of fun to try, but you'll find it's not very sweet. They concentrate it again 40 times down to 1 gallon from 40. So it's kind of a magical thing, and the real stuff just tastes amazing. I mean, if you're doubting whether you should throw out the fake stuff, get some real maple syrup and then taste them side by side, and then throw out the fake stuff, because you don't need all those unnecessary chemicals in there to make it taste slightly like real maple syrup. And if you've grown up, you know, having fake maple syrup, then it probably tastes fine. I mean, I grew up having skim milk, so you know, for a long time, skim milk tasted just fine. Whole milk tasted like, you know, heavy cream. That's what you're used to. But it's time to break the habit of cheap fake maple syrup and corn syrup, flavored to be like maple, and just go with the real thing. It's more expensive. It's a lot more expensive. So I use less of it. And I tend to sample it by the spoonful. And the fake stuff is just a waste of calories and sugar. If we didn't live right in the heart of maple syrup production, I could see more people using the fake stuff. But here, we've got some great maple syrups, and then you'll discover there are different grades of maple syrup. There's some very light ones to some very dark ones. And the flavors change quite a bit. And different producers, you'll find the flavor changing somewhat. And it's, you know, it's a little like wine. You can kind of have fun with the differences and do some tastings with them and try some baking with them and use, you know, with this local product that is made by nature and doesn't need all the crazy chemicals that go in the fake stuff. And if you don't have any fake stuff in your refrigerator, just look at it on the shelf in the grocery store. It'll amaze you how many chemicals it takes to have it taste even a little bit like the real thing. So if you have some favorite maple syrup producers, let me know. Email me, michael@saverlife.com, and make some reservations for the pancake breakfast at the Genesee Country Village and Museum next two weekends after this. And go out and see how they collected maple sap, you know, back in the pre-colonial days. The Native Americans collected it, and it's kind of cool to see them with, usually they have a huge, like, witch's kettle, like cast iron witch's kettle over an open fire where they're cooking down the maple syrup at the museum. So fun to see, and also nice to get out in the woods there, check out their nature trail, and enjoy the village too. It's such a beautiful place, and only a few minutes outside of Rochester. If you have comments, questions, suggestions, new places you visited, email me, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with Discover the Finger Lakes, and then tomorrow it's The Grapevine here at saverlife.com. Have a great day.